Soldiers of the Emperor, I stand before you as Sister Ignatia Solis of the Order of the Purifying Touch, entrusted by Confessor Cultress to offer you guidance and solace in this hour of need. We fight in the Emperor's name against the darkness that seeks to consume us. But even in battle, our souls require healing, and I am here not only as a warrior, but as a vessel of His mercy. At this time of great trial, when your heart is heavy and your spirit falters, I stand ready to hear your confession. Come to me, and let the purifying touch of the Emperor cleanse your soul. I offer this service to you now, Guardsmen of the Imperium, for those who seek comfort and absolution. If you seek to confess and find peace in His light, I am here for you. Come now, before the battle begins, and let His divine grace grant you the strength you need. Glory be to the God Emperor. Enter, Guardsman. You seek solace in the Emperor's light, and I am here to listen. Step forward and let your burdens be known. You must understand the gravity of what you speak, Guardsman. The whispers you heard are not mere words. They are the tendrils of chaos, seeking to corrupt your soul and tear you from the Emperor's light. To even entertain such thoughts is to invite heresy into your heart. Chaos is a serpent that coils around the soul, squeezing tighter with every moment of doubt, every thought of weakness. Its whispers are not just words. They are seeds, seeking fertile ground to take root. You have come to me, but confession alone is not enough to cleanse this taint. The corruption you have felt must be driven out with strength through submission to His will. Together, we will ensure that the darkness has no hold over you, and we will fortify you against the temptations of chaos. Are you prepared, Guardsman, to place your faith fully in the Emperor's light and undertake this sacred act of penance? Good. Our devotion within the Order of the Purifying Touch is not just spoken. It must be shown. You must strip away the layers that shield you, not only in spirit but in flesh, laying yourself bare before the Emperor's mercy. Only then can your penance begin and you be made pure again. Now, Guardsmen, remove your armor and garments. Let nothing stand before your soul and the purifying touch of the Emperor's light. Kneel before me, faithful one. Bow your head and bare your soul, for faith is the shield that guards the spirit, and flesh is the vessel through which His will is made manifest. In this act of penance, your flesh will serve as a conduit for redemption. You must give yourself wholly to the cleansing light of the Emperor, for only through surrender can you find the strength to banish the shadows that linger within you. Faith must flow through every part of you, Guardsman. Your flesh has been marked by doubt and weakness. But your body is a vessel of the Emperor's will, and in this moment, with my help, you shall reclaim it from the shadow of chaos. Take yourself in hand. Let the firm grip on your manhood affirm your devotion. This is no place for shame, only faith and surrender. With this act, you offer every part of yourself to the Emperor's mercy. Now, squeeze yourself tightly, but do not move. And repeat after me, Speak these words and let them begin to cleanse you of the darkness of chaos that tempts you. My flesh is weak, but my faith is strong. Again, my flesh is weak, but my faith is strong. Again, my flesh is weak, but my faith is strong. Again, my flesh is weak, but my faith is strong. Yes, that's it, faithful one. Prove your devotion through action. By his will, you will start to stroke your manhood slowly. Let each motion be a testament to your obedience. Now, repeat after me. I offer my flesh as a vessel of devotion to be purified by Sister Ignatia. Again, I offer my flesh as a vessel of devotion to be purified by Sister Ignatia. Again, I offer my flesh as a vessel of devotion to be purified by Sister Ignatia. Again, I offer my flesh as a vessel of devotion to be purified by Sister Ignatia. Yes, keep stroking. You are showing true devotion, Guardsman. Your penance is purifying you. Now, I too must offer myself wholly to his will, just as you have. Let me strip from my armor and garments also, so you may witness my flesh as a vessel for his grace. This is not for vanity, but to demonstrate that we are all subjects of his divine plan, our bodies no more than instruments to serve his glory. As I shed these layers, I do so in reverence, for I too must surrender all that I am to the Emperor's mercy. Now, guardsmen, look upon me as I stand before you. See my form, my body, laid bare as an offering of devotion. Let your eyes take in the fullness of my flesh, my breasts, my hips, my womanhood. Let it be a reminder of your surrender to the Emperor's will, as I have surrendered to his purpose. I now sit before you, spreading my legs so you may witness the Emperor's light through me. I am his vessel. Through my flesh you will be purified and your devotion will be made true. Crawl to me, guardsman. Kneel before my legs. Do not turn your gaze away from me. See how my fingers act with his purpose, parting the lips of my slick womanhood so that you may bask in the purity of his will. Stroke your manhood faster now and repeat after me. I wish to taste his purity. Again, I wish to taste his purity. Again, I wish to taste his purity. Again, I wish to taste his purity. Do not stop stroking and stick out your tongue, guardsman. Open yourself to his cleansing as my hands guide you through this act of penance. Taste of me. And through this act, taste the purity of his divine will. Let this offering shield you from the shadows of chaos. Yes, that's it, faithful one. Devour me fully, and let his will flow through you. Keep going. Do not stop. Let your tongue carry the weight of your faith. Oh, let your hand be a hymn to the Emperor's glory. Do not falter, Guardsman. I can feel the heat of your devotion stirring within me, igniting a holy fire in my flesh as you partake of his vessel. Yes, Guardsman. Your devotion burns through me. A holy flame that consumes all doubt. Keep going. The Emperor's mercy courses through me. You are bringing his vessel to a state of blessed ecstasy. Do not stop stroking. Through his will, my body will purify you. Through his will, my body will purify you. Through his will, my body will purify you. Faithful one, you have brought the Emperor's light to my soul. In turn, my essence shall aid you in your purification, binding your soul to his will. Now, it is time for you to complete your act of penance. Stroke as fast as you can and repeat after me. I purge the darkness with my release. Again, let the words fill your body. I purge the darkness with my release. Again, with each stroke, banish the shadows that cling to you. I purge the darkness with my release. Again, offer yourself fully and get ready to let go. I purge the darkness with my release. Now release it all, faithful one. Feel the Emperor's mercy flow through you. Purge the darkness. Let your devotion spill forth, glistening as it consecrates this sacred floor. Well done, Guardsman. Through this act of penance, you are cleansed of chaos's insidious grip. The taint within you has been purged. No longer shall the whispers of darkness find purchase in your mind. Rise and dress, servant of the Emperor. You are a soldier reborn, a weapon of his divine wrath, honed and sanctified. Carry this purity with you into battle, and know that the Emperor's strength flows through you, shielding you from corruption. Glory be to the God Emperor.